Hello, I'm Nanadra.
Hi, I'm Abnam.
And we're two hearts in a pod.
Hey, I'm taking us away, okay?
Take us away. But wait, hang on. Before we talk about what we're talking about today, I need to vent in a sense about the book I just finished reading, or I'm about to skip to the end of. I told you I was reading this book by Lucy Scott.
Oh, ho. Uh-huh.
And you know, normally I like Lucy Scott. Like, I enjoyed her last book. And in fact, I started to enjoy this book. It's called Forever Never. I was mainly enjoying it. It was very, you know, nice and angsty. Will they, won't they? But by the time they will, and they did, oh my God, Lucy has overdone it. Every second, this guy is up in her guts. If he's not smacking her bum and getting her excited, how many times and how many ways do people want to have sex, from barely touching pinkies to just never getting out of each other? And it's not progressing the story. It's just, it's almost like gratuitous. Like, okay, now we're having sex. So now we're having sex.
So let's do just that.
Oh my God.
What did you say the title was again?
Forever never.
Is it forever?
It's called Forever Never. They're doing the most, and it's almost like maybe it's a word count thing, because there's a mystery that we need to solve. Instead of Madame going forward and solving the mystery, the main characters are just banging every sense in the alley, on his office desk, in the kitchen counter, in the alley.
Oh, now I am interested. Every time I've seen Lucy Scott, I literally just roll my eyes like, oh, look at this boring author.
It's not boring.
No, this time, look, she's not boring.
She reminds me of this other author. She also she also writes every other page is just sex. I don't remember her name.
Is it Tessa Bailey? No, Tessa Bailey doesn't.
No, Tessa Bailey likes to keep it for a while as well.
Yeah, but she sometimes barely writes anything, and then sometimes she goes a bit over.
Dana Eileen or whatever her name is.
Oh no.
Is that Dibden Holly? No.
Dibden Holly.
It was very much
literally erotic fiction. It wasn't like romance. It was erotic fiction. It wasn't romance.
Yeah.
Mrs. Scott is normally quite good with like the story, and honestly, this started really well. But it's almost like once they tear chain, they just can't stop. And there's a mystery to be solved, guys. We're trying to save somebody's life. Can we focus?
Nanaja, you just told me
what is your problem with sex? I allow people to have sex.
I think I wanted to move the story forward. When they had sex the first time, I was like, they're finally, you know, exploring a different level of their relationship.
Yeah.
They kept exploring.
I think if you are going to just write sex, then don't add anything else to the story. Don't add the mystery or anything. Just make it, these two people met and they're in a relationship and that's all they are doing. Yeah, exactly. Then everybody knows that this is what we are doing. But if there's a mystery to be solved or there's some situation,
how we keep our clothes on and focus.
Exactly.
I feel like they try to deceive unsuspecting readers. They are always looking to lure people.
And they keep getting me. It's me. I'm the one that drops us. Let's go.
Yes, with the cartoon covers.
The cartoon covers that I can't stand. Yeah.
I don't like them at all. Oh my God.
I love cartoon
covers.
Whose
idea was it to move romance books to cartoon covers?
It gets
on my nerves, honestly. And some of them are horrible. I mean, okay, fine. Even if it's good, if it looks good, fine. But some of them are just weird looking. And I'm like,
that's true. There are some that even look a bit low budget.
Very low budget. Very much. I can't stand it.
True.
Like, do you see the fan art? I don't know. Maybe this is peculiar to monster romance or fantasy or paranormal. Yeah. Do you see the fan art people make?
Yeah, I mean, those are really
so good.
Sometimes you can just even go online and find an artist on Instagram or something
and then commission
a small amount of money and get a proper. But some of them, I don't know where they get these illustrations from.
It's horrible.
And it puts you off. You know, we really do judge books by their covers.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
We literally do.
Yeah, exactly. Especially this genre. We really do.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
I will not pick up any cartoon cover for anything, please. I'm sorry.
Unless it's monster or alien,
obviously.
I mean, for that one, we really have no choice, you know.
Yes, I don't know when they're going to find an alien,
an actual monster, or they will have to do like props and things like that just to do a photo shoot.
But that would just cost a lot of money.
The
stuff your Kindle thing really brought this into stark relief for me. The fact that for a lot of the alien covers, it's just human men with abs in green and purple. And
can't afford to
make them look the way they've been described in the books. I mean,
it will freak people out, actually.
Exactly.
Yes.
It will freak people out.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've made us
digress.
Oh, exactly.
We didn't even introduce our guest.
Sorry. I just have to get this off my chest.
It's been bothering you all day.
It's been bothering me all day. Like, I've been skipping pages, waiting for the mystery to be solved. And literally just a few minutes ago is when they are now about to solve it, almost. Meanwhile, they've had sex in the alley and on the table on the bed in the last two pages.
Is Lucy score? I'm surprised.
Lucy.
But she likes writing long books.
And I think that's her shortfall as well. I think she goes on because the story could have come together like two chapters or three chapters ago, but she's just going to keep going. And I check and I'm only like 80% through. And I'm thinking, what more is there to say, Lucy?
Long books with no sex. How boring.
Your favorite.
I know, right? So boring.
Meanwhile, a lot of the black authors, like 160 pages. Oh, you get all this.
Get it done. Okay, I'm done. Please introduce our guest.
Okay, so today we have our usual regular, Vanessa.
Hello, everybody. It's me again.
Hi.
We should call it Three Hearts in a Pod.
Three Hearts in a Pod.
And now we have managed to coerce another book club member to join us in our shenanigans. And so we have Anita.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to our pod. So we're planning to start off with something that's been making the rounds on social media like this past week. So there's this author who I think she started out as an indie author, and her books, I think it's a hockey series. They've been very popular on BookTok, Bookstagram, and one of her books has been picked up by a big traditional publisher. Now, this is where the controversy comes in. She's a white author, and she wrote a black romance. And that is to say that the romance is between a black man and a black woman. Now,
two black characters.
What has upset people is the fact that for some readers, they didn't even realize it was a black romance until the new covers came out with two black people on the cover. Number two, a lot of black and BIPOC indie authors and readers are upset because the publishing industry is so deeply skewed in favor of white authors. no matter what they write. And some of the book talkers I follow, like sometimes Robin Reeves, and then I think did Black Romance Connoisseur talk about this, and a couple of other people. But specifically, Robin mentioned the fact that when Mile High, that's the title of the book, came out, I think last year, and people were making noise about it, she predicted that a Black romance written by a white author will be picked up by a traditional publisher over all the other Black indie authors who have been writing Black romance for years. Mm. And her prediction has come true. And can so you believe we that? Said we'll start off our conversation with this. We talked about it in the book club yesterday, and it was quite a hot topic.
Abna, what's the name of this author we are talking about?
Liz Tom Ford.
Liz Tom Ford. I see. I've never
come across this Mile High. Yeah, this Mile High.
I've never heard of her actually. Until this,
I hadn't either, but you know, there's another Mile High or something that,
that one I've read.
We're pushing, it's not this one,
it's not this one. That
it's
one
not this one at all.
It's a white author with white characters,
yes.
I think I started reading that. That one is a workplace romance type thing, right?
Yeah, she was an
air hostess,
yes,
and then he was a millionaire
on the flight.
Exactly.
I think there are like three books.
Three books, yes.
Yes,
the series. Lily or something. Yeah, same.
I thought this was it when I first saw Mile High. That's so what then, I actually, thought. I don't know. Like,
why? They are not black.
Yeah, no. Because I remember clearly the girl had blonde hair.
Yeah, exactly. She was on the cover of the books. So I was like, okay, that must not be it.
but I guess then, okay, my first question is, how do we feel about people writing outside their race?
I think it's all about research. If you are able to research properly and be respectful, and then you get sensitivity readers to go through and get a proper editor to go through everything to make sure that it's not, you're not offending people. There will always be somebody who would not like it, but at least the vast majority might be okay with it if they realize that you've done your homework and done as well as you could with the information that is available, which is quite vast these days with the internet. But if you do not, and then you write a vague story or you have vague descriptions of the characters, and then all of a sudden there's a cover released and the people are a race that nobody thought they were, then I mean it seems a bit like you are just, you know, trying to push some agenda or something, like now Black romance is becoming popular, so you just want to write.
And then you jump on the bandwagon,
So that is when it becomes a big issue for me, actually, because I hadn't read this book. I'd never even heard of it until I started seeing this issue on TikTok a few weeks ago, when they were talking about it before. Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, well, this is strange. But did Vanessa disappear?
Yeah,
she needed a minute. She'll be right back.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. So I think so. I absolutely agree with like what you're saying is definitely. I think that's a good way to go, especially if in your marketing and everything, you make sure that you lead with the fact that I'm not white, but I did all the work I needed to do, blah, blah, blah. And this is the work that I did. And this is why I think that this book that I've produced is good for the culture.
And also, I feel like if she used... but then... Okay, I was going to say that if she used her privilege of getting this platform to provide space or be a voice for marginalized authors. Like if she spoke out in support of Black indie authors, BIPOC authors, and portrayed herself as someone who was actually more of an ally than someone who was appropriating from the culture, she would have more support and admiration. But just now, I went to check the post on her Instagram page, and I realized that comments have been closed on the particular post that's talking about her.
Oh, she's fighting back.
They're released.
yes. So they are really cleaning out any negativity. They are pretending there's nothing wrong.
It doesn't exist, that's wrong, and that is what makes it worse. You could actually acknowledge that, okay, what you are saying is right, how can we make it better? That would have been better than just closing off comments and then hiding, like, okay, we'll wait for it to blow over, then we'll come out, you know. That's just it's just wrong.
And I guess it's the, I mean, we know some Black authors that write white characters. Kennedy Ryan has entire, I think the Bennett series, which is entirely white characters. And that, as long as, and I think that the point is that it has to be clear. Kennedy Ryan wrote them
exactly
authentically enough that I didn't question, you know, the person writes, whether she understands their culture and things like that. In the same way, if you're going to write outside your race, like you're saying, Anita, it has to be clear. Do it properly so that nobody's questioning and saying, this person doesn't really sound Black. Like if you're saying that they're Black and they have natural hair, I don't expect their hair to be cascading down their back. Natural hair has no business cascading anyway.
Claire, that is so weird. The
Exactly. So do your research and just make sure. But I think maybe the main problem is probably the fact that traditional publishers are just so tone deaf.
Yes, that
is the word.
They really are. They only think of the bottom line. They don't consider anything else.
Yes.
It's always profit. That's all. That's it.
Exactly. And so that's also why they didn't think twice when they set the publication date to February,
which is
also Black History Month. You know, like, I'm wishing somebody would come up with like a hashtag, like hashtag boycott Mile High or hashtag boycott
She should speak up.
Black people don't appropriate. But I think,
really,
like,
wonder if it was malicious.
I'm very sure. Yeah. I'm very sure they're having PR meetings at the moment, trying to
figure out how to capitalize.
Find ways of, you know, throwing some roses at the issue and then
just wait and see. I will not be surprised if they try to get her to do some PR with one of the Black authors on
they definitely will
for optics and for validation.
That is the go-to strategy for most PR persons anyway. So they always, you know, get you in good with somebody who is like, you know, who is a bit cleaner than you are. Then you walk hand in hand so that it washes you a bit as well.
Exactly. Now, I was just thinking, imagine if they invite one of their Black authors to do PR with her, and then they are on some public stage and this Black author throws her under the bus.
I know.
Because maybe she her contract is airtight. You know, she has made her millions, so F it all. I'm throwing you under the bus.
Imagine that. It would be like having a hostile witness on the stand. You think they're there to support you, and they just throw you under the bus.
Exactly.
boy.
I wonder which author could potentially be one that they ask. Probably
Kennedy
somebody
Ryan.
Who, this
I don't want to
Deadly.
Mention
I was going to say
Kennedy
my,
Ryan.
My girl Kennedy.
I didn't want to mention
Kennedy
it's
Ryan.
Exactly right.
It's just disheartening, really, because there are so many good black many chance to be published in the mainstream.
And that's part of the problem.
Yeah, definitely.
The fact that a white woman just has to, you know, with the flick of her wrist, can conjure black characters, and she's put above actual black writers who have the lived experience of being black.
And this is, you know, this is why the American race issue is always going to be a problem, because it's always going to be this type of thing, like the white man does something that blacks have been doing for a long time, and all of a sudden the black person that the white person does it, and it's like, oh well, this
no,
is
they've
new.
Discovered
yes.
black
oh romance. Yeah, exactly. It was another Columbus, basically.
Exactly,
a place where people already live, you know. So that's the issue, and it's always going to create this animosity between them, unfortunately, in the US. It's always going to be this issue.
There was actually one author who also got some flack, but hers, she's an indie author as well, a white indie author, who wrote
really?
Says, I can't tell, I think it was a black romance, and she was blocking people left and right
I think I saw that one as well. I saw that one as
she
well.
She went as far as blocking people.
Yeah.
And so because people, what was the story? Do you remember the story?
Was it a new adult romance? Oh, and apparently there were so many stereotypes, like stereotypes in the book that's like was just very cringe.
It's like she watched some comedy series with black characters or something, and then decided to just put them as like, okay, this is how black people behave.
I remember
she
probably
people should wait until sorry, go on.
About this one, and someone was like, every other page, the male, the black male main character was wearing a gold chain.
Hey,
how else do we know he's black?
Exactly,
his blackness was shining through on his gold chain. Before you know it, the boys will be writing urban romance.
Oh, they have already started. I'm sure some of them have seen. Oh, well, I mean, she got published, so maybe if I also write it, I'll get published. So,
and imagine then there'll be a mainstream publishing urban romance.
Urban romance.
And it's not
M.
Monique.
And it's all white authors.
White authors.
Oh, my goodness.
It wouldn't
surprise me, actually. I wouldn't be
I'm pretty sure that they have them in their drafts. They're just waiting for an opportunity.
But it amazes me, like in this era or season of wokeness, that people are still getting away with these type of things, like
that they would even try.
They would even think of it. It's shocking, considering like how easily people get backlash.
Triggered,
yes, and the cancel culture and all of that. Like, wow, what were you thinking? How did you think this was okay?
I think sometimes they go with the policy, or any publicity is good publicity. So we'll get some flack, but it will make people interested, and people will buy it to see what the fuss is all about. And at the end of the day, they are going to make their money, so they don't care.
Some people really don't care. They just want to make the money. Anyway, so let's get into what we are all currently reading. You all know I'm reading.
I think you already know what I'm reading.
Ah, yes.
Well, I am reading this series. What on earth is the name of this series? Yeah, this by Victoria Aveline.
Chilandran or Chilandran.
Clecanian. I'm on the third book, Saving
Veracle.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Yes,
I just started that one today. I think I'm on like chapter 2 or 3 or something. I'm still quite.
So you read Choosing to You after you read them. What's his name? The latest one.
I don't think she's read it.
No, I haven't read that one. I wanted to.
Okay, you went.
Oh, you started from
last in the series.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
So I started it. So I'm on number 3.
Well done.
Anyway, you have joy ahead
fast,
of you.
Quite fast, actually. So
yeah.
I'm hoping by next.
Surrounded by first readers.
No, it's but I really enjoyed the first one, actually.
See, I think everybody agrees that
it was so good.
Theory
yeah, I think that
like
one,
really
Chasing
good.
Is the best.
Yeah,
it's really good.
And Abna, how
the
far
second
with bad
one,
guy?
The second one, the female
is annoying.
Wait, in Choosing Theo?
No,
not that one. The
resistant
female.
Is it resistant? Max.
Theo's brother. What's his name?
Oh, I might have read them out of order.
No, the one that the guy was locked up with the girl and they were trying to take his you know
Freeing Luca.
Freeing
Luca,
Freeing Luca.
That's the I don't know that the females are really getting on my nerves because I mean you've been taken to another planet and you've been told clearly that they are not taking you back to Earth. So I mean, move on.
They should just settle down.
It's not that quite that annoying. Really, you guys. It's not like that easy. Are you both serious? They should just settle down.
No, but there's no way of going back. I don't understand why.
It's a whole different planet.
Exactly.
So
why are
you going? Different country.
Yeah. Like this girl, this one who she has. I don't know if she has a book. I don't know. But at this moment, she was in the second book, Freeing Luca. Her name is Vanessa, and she's like she had a fight with her sister back on Earth. It's like, and then she's like, funny. So, okay, what if you end up in the hands of these lizard people again? and then in this third one, when Alice from the second book freed the women, and then like they were separated a little bit, then the two of them decided, okay, well, I'm not going to stand here for help, so let's go. Like, where are you going? You don't know any place.
Very annoying white woman.
Oh, you had a noise. Oh, let's go investigate. That's exactly what it's given. I'm like, what on earth is this? Like, they are really getting on my nerves. But
you see why now? Get so frustrated.
I get so frustrated.
Frustrated.
When you get to Vanessa's book proper, you'll claw your eyes out.
Oh, God. I am not looking forward to that at all. Because already she's annoying me and she's barely been in.
You have fun times ahead.
Oh, my God. She's just going to get people into trouble. You know what annoys me about such characters is like they always get other people in trouble.
Sometimes they end up getting other people hurt
because they are so insistent on what they want. Like, oh, I want
exactly.
this.
They don't
I
care about anybody else.
Exactly. Oh my God, these alien romances.
I was going to ask Abna how far with bad
Abna
guy.
About bad guy.
Look, you people, I showed you my notes.
Yeah, making notes. Oh gosh.
Yeah, making notes. Oh my God.
Like, let me
of
tell you what
I have.
Notes
it's an
are.
Asian. A like, what do you think?
Oh, I read one of her books.
I'm worried about if yesterday. I like this. Which one? To read it.
This one. The one before the flower book.
Easy like Sunday.
That one is Flower's brother.
I haven't read it, but it's also a song. A song thing. That's a funny title.
Oh, I removed like it from my Kindle Unlimited, so I can't find it. Yeah, I think
all her titles are music related. Like when you think about it, I love it.
Whose friend, the best friend, was shot or whatever. I read that one yesterday, so I was like, okay,
is that Rapper's Delight?
Rapper's Delight,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The
Mogul series.
I didn't read it because honestly, I just wanted I found this book.
You are really not missing much, I have to say.
I was looking for like an interracial, like an Asian man, a black woman romance, and that's how I found Lotus Flower Bomb. So I read Lotus Flower Bomb before I read Bad Guy.
I wanted to read Lotus Flower, but I'm obsessed with reading things in order these days. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it never used to bother me before, but these days I was like, oh, I want to read. So when its sixth land came, and I was like, okay, now I have to start the whole thing.
You'll start from the beginning.
I'm so glad I don't have this problem.
I don't know where this obsession came from. I've never had it before, but lately I'm just like, because I didn't have it when I was reading the Noble one. I just read it anyhow I like, but these days I'm like, I'm obsessed with order.
The reading mood, it changes. It changes. And for me, it can be, you know, like 1 hour I want to read this kind of book, the next hour I can't stand it, I want something else. It can be annoying, but I've decided to just go with the flow. Like, for example, I was in the alien romance mood.
Oh, wow.
I read...
you posted on the book club.
Let me check. What was I reading before? I know I was...
Is it I Married a Minotaur?
So I was reading Venomous, and then I was traumatized, so I went to read the Minotaur, I Married a Minotaur, Regine Abel. And then when Sictan came along, but as for the Minotaur book, I finished it, and then I started Sictan. And then I think I saw, was it Kenya Goribel's own post about Bad Guy? And I said, hey, no, I think she posted that it was free on Stuff Your Kindle, and it sounded so familiar, but familiar. I felt like I never finished it. And so I went back to get it. So then when I started reading it, I saw, you know, on Kindle, if you've read it before, your highlights will show up again. I was like, how come I didn't finish this book? Like, I can't remember why I didn't finish. It was probably a change in mood.
I'm sure it was one of those
things. Are you enjoying it?
Marion and I were talking about it, or we posted it on the page or something like that.
But Abena, are you enjoying it so far?
I'm enjoying it, Papa. Like, I feel like
there was. Is that not what the one she said?
So you're saying I should start it? Because after Lucy's score, I need to move on.
I think you should give up on Lucy. Like
it. Yes, give up on Lucy, please.
Why do I have a feeling that Nadja, you wouldn't like Bad Guy? Because they do have a lot of sex. Or it's very much sex. Scented.
Yeah,
they don't. What they do?
I don't.
It is very much urban in that regard.
Like they do. Like it's the whole thing is like a sexual arrangement, or should I say?
Yes.
So I don't know whether you would enjoy it.
I'm not sure she would like it either. But
because there's acts here, but they are still having sex.
So. Me, I told you I'm writing notes. The notes, when you open it, just
serious.
I'm blessed. These are your notes.
In this case, if that is the story, then of course they have to have sex. If that is the arrangement, and it is part of the story.
It makes sense.
So, Exactly. It makes sense. It's unlike it another address school that she's reading where they are supposed to be solving mysteries.
Solving a mystery.
And then they'll be standing over a dead body and be kissing each other. It's ridiculous.
No. Look, you guys, can't you just call some slack? The angst is the story, but there is a mystery involving the girl and something she in another city that she came to her man for help with.
Oh.
And you know, it's like a second chance romance type thing. Oh. So they are rekindling past love. And well, you know, he had been holding himself back, age gap as well. So he was like, no, you're too young, you're my brother's age, holding himself back. And then once he unleashes himself, it turns out he's a dumb. And you know, he was smacking around the bed.
That is why you are not liking it, Nanajua.
Yes.
Then you like bad guy because it's
obviously
cool. But thanks for the update.
I feel like it's so palatable. Like, I've read, this one that we were reading like about a year ago, Buttons.
Oh, Buttons, yeah.
That one was,
I never read Buttons crazy. Because I got the impression I wouldn't like Buttons.
Well, I didn't like it.
So that was very crazy. It was dark and, you know, borderline, I don't know.
Abusive.
But this one, yes. But this one is like you see them living their normal lives. Mm-hmm. And then when they come into their private space, like you still see that power dynamic of him trying to, you know,
sexually dominate her.
Dominate her. Like the dominance thing plays out in real life, and then it comes into full effect when they are, you know, alone. But
as well done. That's the thing.
Yes, exactly. It's so well done, and I feel like for a while. You know how these book talkers make noise about dark romance and then you go and open it and it's just sick. Like, it is sickness. So I've really been looking for a black author who has done dark romance nicely. And I feel like Kenya Goribel has really done that. And I was just going to talk about the fact that I love when they put in the hygiene aspects. Like, for example... when she was going to take a shower, he provides her with a shower cap. And then, or you know, that's a black woman.
Exactly. Yeah. She normally does that. Even the one I read, she talked about it, like how I think the girl came over and then she didn't come over to spend the night. But then she ended up spending the night. And then the guy, like, you know, said to himself that, oh, like, she would be upset because she hadn't tied her hair before going to bed.
Yes. Like, this is so, like, it's these little tidbits that make Black readers feel seen. And it's so universal. Like, right now, I have a scarf. I have my night scarf on my head before I sleep.
My bonnet. Exactly.
So, that's just what I love about
it's just like how we're talking about the white authors and how they are very really descriptive about the whiteness of their characters. Like, you have to know that like they are white. Like, they're like basically Scandinavian white, basically, is what
I know, right? Blonde, blue eyes. About.
Like, even dark-haired Caucasians don't get representation that
no, they don't. Unfair. They do not. It's true. It's true. It's always these blonde, blue-eyed girls who are pretty, but they themselves don't see themselves.
They don't know they're pretty. If I slap.
They never see it.
Meanwhile, what I like about black books as well is when they write and then they are like, oh, she's feeling good about herself, like she sees her body or something, and then she's like, oh, she's loving it, and like I really like that. I really do.
Abner, and note about bad guy. What's maybe I am biased because I just have a thing for Asian
Asian man.
Yes, he's Japanese.
Japanese.
Mr. Takada.
Like Asian man, black man, black woman.
I love it.
Books.
I love it. It's my it's my
of
kryptonite.
You, Vanessa, you actually
actually love
it.
That too. What did Nana just say?
I think Vanessa got me to like Asian man, black woman,
black
romances.
Woman romance.
Oh, okay.
If she can just find me one that is more angsty than, you know, just full on banging, we'll have a nice middle.
We'll that'll be hard to. I think that'll be hard to find, don't you think so, Abba?
Most of them, like it's such a strong kink. I feel like, well, we'll see. We'll attempt this mission.
You know what you were saying about like the whole dominance play that Takada and Kiri do. I feel it's tied to the whole respect culture that the Japanese like have, and I loved seeing that in the book, like how he tells her to in the beginning to call him Takada-san. And then later to use his name, like, and you know, the kneeling down and the whole submissiveness and all of that, like it ties in with like his culture and how he was brought up.
Like it makes sense.
It makes sense. So it doesn't make the sex scenes jarring. Like it doesn't look like he's degrading her or something like that. Right. Yes. That's I think that's what sets it apart from like the other, like, should I say dark woman? Besides, it's not as dark as some of the other books I've read that I did not enjoy that much.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's really cool, I think. There's another Asian man, Vanessa, also by somebody whose name is Kenya. Kenya, I don't know.
Kenya Wright. Kenya Wright, yeah. Which
also
one?
Asian man.
He has a lot.
Asian man, black woman. She had two kids.
Ah,
they were running away somewhere,
Redemption.
I think.
Redemption.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It had the ebook had illustrations. I love it.
Yes. 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 That was also kind of
about
cute.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I never read it. I don't know why.
He's like an assassin, and she's
a
woman. Yeah, a woman on the run.
I think
with
her
two ex-husband. Kids
yes.
From
exactly.
an abusive ex-husband. And
exactly.
Then, but it was slow, Ben.
He kills the husband in the end.
He did kill the husband, the ex-husband.
It was
a
slow burn. So that was cool. It was a slow burn. I remember I had an issue.
Like
I don't remember
that
what
one,
issue eh? Was now. But yes, I enjoyed it.
It's actually one of my favorite Kenya Rice books.
I think you've gone on and on about this for a while.
Yes. Once again, Marion and I.
Yes, always.
Tag team.
Tag team when it comes to Asian.
You guys need to find me my specifications.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to do research.
So I have been reading a couple of books like all together. See, I told you I don't like this whole stuff your Kindle day. As much as it's a wonderful idea, I don't like it because now I have a bunch
I
of
agree.
Books.
But
you will get too many books and you will never read like 90%.
That's
of
why
them.
I only bought about 7 books from Stuff Your Kindle because I don't want to give myself pressure.
No, that's restraint. That is restraint.
I don't have that kind of restraints actually.
So right now what I'm doing with these books is that there are so many, I don't know which one to read. I mean, there are not even a lot. I think I ended up downloading 12 or 15,
oh,
I guess.
Stop paying your crying.
And then, do you know what I do?
The book have like 45.
I open the book, I skim, I close it. I open the next one, I skim, I close it. I open the, like, so this past week, I haven't been reading anything because there are so many of them. I've gone through all of them without reading any.
Yeah,
I don't even think there are some that I've not opened because I'm just looking at my phone and there are a couple I've not even opened.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you mean, pa.
Meanwhile, I
That's
had
it.
a
That's
book.
it.
I had just bought Nikita Slater's Gangster's Empire. Read
Oh,
that and have
yes, I've been
fun.
looking for that book. I need to get it.
And then look at me. I thought, oh, I'm saving this for a period when I want to really read it.
Yeah,
And then
craving is
and
here.
this week has just been this whole stuff your Kindle day has just thrown me off. And I haven't even opened the book, it's just sitting in my library and I haven't opened it. Because I'm here looking through all these random books I've gone to download from
Most
stuff you
of it will, most of them won't even be good,
right.
honestly.
That's the sad part.
Exactly, that's the thing, and that's what I was worried about. I didn't want to
A
bother
lot of
myself
them would
grabbing
be
all these
horrible.
books.
Speaking from experience, a lot of them would be really horrible books, but
Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. There's one yesterday when I was on the train. I just opened one. I think it's an alien romance and it's reverse harem. And there's three of them and they are
Hey,
escaping from
there were
some
a lot of those.
lizards. And I'm like, why are always the lizards the bad guys in it?
They get such bad PR.
People don't like cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded
No.
animals, such bad PR.
Very bad.
Please.
Even the snakes have it better than the lizards, honestly.
Literally
Right?
have
At least they are allowing the snakes to
everywhere.
have some shifter romance.
Yes, we do have snake aliens.
Exactly.
A venomous. Venomous is literally a snake.
Exactly.
Abena, did you clock that? Make sure you clock that where you were
That's
reading.
exactly what he is.
You didn't clock it, did you?
I haven't finished it all. I haven't
I
finished.
know, but like for you, at least you've done like 20 or 30%. And
Oh,
you
I've done
still
like
have,
50, Clara.
see, and you
No,
still
then
haven't
I've done like
realized
20.
that he's a snake. It's done so, it's very subtle.
So you tricked Nanajo into reading a snake chapter.
I haven't gotten that far. I think I read like no, but I had an idea when I saw that the title got venomous, so I was like, yeah, this is giving snake.
But I think they are very evolved, so they are not like I mean
Hey, are we or what?
he didn't
Because
he
the
doesn't
way if
explain she doesn't describe him as a snake, to be honest.
no, no. But even more so in the Nobu series, there was this
I think
planet or whatever
Sasso,
that
taking to
yeah,
Sasso.
Sasso, those they were snakes.
Yeah, those are
Like they
also
were
snakes.
basically snakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he got his mate and he was transforming, he basically transformed into a huge snake. That's
Into a huge snake.
what We had this conversation, Vanessa. I told you my qualms.
But okay. I was trying to deceive you with taking to Sasso, but Verminous is not like that. To
No, he's
even
more, he
she
was more
admits.
humanoid, actually.
Yes, it took me a
Very, very
while.
much so. Very
You
much
know,
humanoid.
the confirmation of him being a snake only clicked for me when we met like another character, like he's from another planet. I forgot his name. The main female character's so-called best friend. Islam, what's his name?
Yeah, the lion, the cat, the lion or whatever he is. The
the
feline,
feline
yeah.
alien. And he referred to like venomous people as like the snakes. I was like, ah, wait, they are snakes, but the author didn't really describe like them
Because
to.
the author knows that snakes have bad PR, and if she describes it, people will read her book.
He has two legs. He has like he's a man, literally.
He's very
Wait, so are you
humanoid.
saying that in Sasso they're not humanoid?
They are.
They are.
It's when they meet their mates and they can
Yes.
transform to
Transform into yeah.
their ancestors, basically how their
So,
ancestors
and then they can go back to being humanoid, right? This
Yes.
is a
Yeah. Oh
prequel.
yeah. They go back
So it's
after
like a
fighting, like
werewolf's.
in defense of their mates.
They're shifters. Yeah, I
Yes.
think you told me this last time.
Yes.
So
I can handle that as long as,
Can
for the most
yeah.
part, you have two legs.
Oh, for the most part,
No,
they are
this is
humanoid.
how it starts.
I know, right, Abena? This is
I
such a
can handle
slippery
that.
slope.
This is a
Abena,
rabbit hole.
I can take
Yay.
Oh, but even if Verminous, come
this
on.
Character, this Veraco character, he is it.
Yeah, Veraco is also
snake as well. Yeah.
Yes, he has fangs and you know, skills and all
and
of that.
And then he has the sway. You know, that thing that the cobras do.
It's so creepy, isn't it? The sway is so creepy.
So Natasha,
hissing into your ears. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you read this and you don't want to, you see, so you've already conquered the fear.
Is very much a human.
But they all are, they all also are human.
All of them are, though. None of them have, as, like, extremely.
I think I was worried that some people will come with, like, rattle end of their tails and things.
Hey, no. That is the Naga series I was trying to push. Someone in the book club. That's what I've been talking about.
Oh,
the Naga,
really?
I'm trying to remember the name of the author. She's a friend of Robert of
Naga.
No, not I Married a Naga. I've read that though. Yes, and he has a tail. He doesn't have legs. I Married a Naga has a tail and it rattles. And then he has like the flare, like the cobra, like the, you know, the king cobra. So his head has like a hood, like that flares up.
That's basically a
snake. So that's a snake. And then, why can't Naomi Lucas? She's a friend of Tiffany Roberts. And she also has like a series that's like the Naga Brides or Meets for the Naga or something. They are literally snakes. Yeah. They are snakes. I think I even posted a picture on the book club, like on the
I think I remember that.
They are snakes, Ankas. Literally snakes.
You know, I'm speaking of these all these alien type books and things that we found for Start Your Kindle, it made me realize even more that there should be no fear at all in just putting your work out there, because everybody, like, these people are so confident and they are writing the wackiest things and publishing them.
And there's an audience for all types of weird.
There's an audience for exactly
unhinged.
We have those people who like
a human and a dog.
Can you believe that's happening?
Read their stories, like everything has to be, she got pregnant, he wants to impregnate her. They also have their audience. So
they all have their audience. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Don't remind me of that silly thing you put on the phone. It's like it annoyed me. Did you realize I didn't make any comment because I was so annoyed. I was like, why are you writing this? A door. Why?
And it just makes no sense. Like, where do you even get the idea from? You absolute weirdo.
You're creepy.
She must have opened her door one day and looked at him like,
if I have to climb you.
In a bit of this, please, let's draw the line somewhere. Yeah, I know I can't be
I still haven't even opened that one.
I didn't even download it.
The door. I even forgot about it, honestly.
Unhinged. Yeah. Unhinged. Literally. And pun intended as well, like unhinged, like the door has come off.
Exactly. I'm sure that was her point. I thought she was being so cheeky.
I mean, I love it though that now, you know, people have like there's so many resources at hand for people to publish outside of the traditional publishing system. And look, like, I am so happy that I discovered indie authors. Now it's like 95% of the books I read are indie authors. And it's amazing.
My flowers up. And I was waiting for you to say that. Thanks.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry. I'll give you your flowers when I see you. But yes, Vanessa opened my eyes, widened my horizons.
This is what desperation did to me in my days of uni when I was sick and tired of like harlequin romances. I was like, no, I was just scouring the internet looking for anything to read.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh,
you came to this oasis.
I was on Wattpad.
Wattpad. I used to read Wattpad a lot in uni as well.
I was on Wattpad, and then I just started going on Amazon, and then I'll just search books, and like all sorts of things were coming up. Obviously, my tastes were a bit peculiar, so yes, I was looking for some kind of books, and I wasn't finding those books, and like the very mainstream books. So that's how I discovered this whole world. Exactly, and I just couldn't stand this. I don't want any contemporary, like it's overdone. I don't want to read anything contemporary, please. Give me something. Give me something extra.
Different.
Yeah.
I think, ladies, we might call it a night now. Otherwise,
I'm about to yawn it.
Hey, but we'll try and set another date that's at a more godly hour so that we can talk for a bit longer. I think the podcast listeners will be so happy because they have
been actually constantly doing one.
This has been so much fun.
It has.
Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, guys.
Love to have you back soon.
We will be back. In the Terminator voice.
I know, right?
Perfect way to end this episode.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Spike.